Hello, everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I thank the Lord for that. Good things are happening all around us because God has a plan. Though Satan has a scheme, God has a plan. I thank the Lord for my pastor. He said that this week. Never fear the schemes of Satan. They never work. They never will. They are traps. Those that trust Satan's schemes get caught in a trap. And those that take God at his word, trusting him, they get to live forever. Because he said that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him will not perish. Will not perish. Cannot perish, but have everlasting life. And that's what God came to give us. That's what Jesus Christ came to give us, everlasting life. The Lord has a plan. Satan always has a scheme, but they never work. They won't work for you. You trust it, it's not going to work. We're still talking about end times, but in the end times, you're going to have to know how to apply God's word, how to utilize your faith and your trust in him. As you take God at his word, you enter his kingdom. Now, man was innocent. He had a choice to make. And there are many who overstretch the grace message. Salvation is given to us as a grace. We can't earn it. But always go back to the garden. Always go back to Genesis. In the garden, God put two trees there. One was the tree of life, and the other one was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And man was not supposed to touch that tree or else he'd die. In other words, you're going to have to select God's words and trust it. And you're going to have to reject Satan's influences. Or you'll go down with his sinking ship right into the lake of fire, that is. And last night, the Lord put something on my heart, and I'm going to share it. Every decision, hear me good, every decision you make has a future attached to it. It's going to set in motion a series of events that's going to happen. So it's more important to take God and his word in the first place. You don't have to wait till everything goes south. And there are many, 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 many people, when everything goes south, then they start looking to God to help them out. That's better than nothing. I mean, at least they didn't go out on Satan's sinking ship. That's much better than dying with this crazy world. If you're on your deathbed, you know the doctors gave you up. They put you in hospice, and they gave you hours to live and told you to call, you know, they started calling your family to see you for the last time. If you've been a devil all your life, you need to get saved. Don't go out in this, don't go out and die in your pride. Believe on Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. Salvation is not given to us by God from any other. Other religions, that's just Satan's smoke. That's just an alternative. Satan always had a scheme. It's a scheme. Everything else is a lie except for Jesus Christ. It's just a scheme. And good people, you know, nice people get trapped in it. But God is a God of covenant. You're going to take it. You got to take him at his word. In order, if you want his help, take him at his word. Now, but you don't have to wait till on your deathbed, on your last leg, to start trusting God. All you have to do is study his word and do it. The word of God is life. And the world system which includes all the lies of the enemy and the persuasions of men. The anti-Christian ways of men, the ungodly ways of men, the alternative thinking ways of men, is the world system headed by Satan. Even people that don't believe in Satan and don't believe in God, they're in Satan's system. The only way to get out of, we're born in Satan's system. The only way to get out is to believe on Jesus Christ. Now, little children are in the kingdom of God because they can't judge good and evil. But when they can, when they reach the point in their life around the age of the teenage years, they're required by God to get saved. I remember somewhere between the 7th and 8th grade, I was outside in the front yard and I started realizing what sin was. And I remember the Lord saying to me, "You're on your own now." And other people have said the same thing. Many of you, you've heard the same thing. I understood that there was sin in the world. I understood it. And then the Lord spoke to me. I knew it. I'll never forget it. He said, "You're on your own now." If I had died that moment, I'd have went to hell because I was not a Christian. I didn't become a Christian until I was 19, though my dad was a preacher. Because I knew, I didn't think I could do everything that God required. And the Lord had mercy on me. The thing is, when you get saved, when you believe on Jesus Christ, your spirit man is made brand new, and you don't have to sin anymore. Sin has no power over you. Jesus broke the power of sin so that we could follow him. And once you get saved, that's not the end of it. Start following God, because you're going to have to be strong to resist the wiles of the devil, because he'll try to get you back. The week I got saved, a man named Chris Lucas, he had gotten saved. He was an Italian Catholic, a wonderful man of God. We were around the same age, but he said, "Now that you're saved, Thurston, the enemy is going to try to get you back. He's going to try to persuade you back into the world." He said, and he named a few things that would happen, and it happened. Temptations would come, women would flirt, all kind of things that, you know, would happen. He said, "That's just the enemy trying to get you back in the world." And when it happened, I saw it for what it was and laughed about it. And I dug in deeper. And I started calling out to the Lord to help me. And I started taking him at his word and learning and applying the word of God. We're required to do that. Everything that we do is not just to please God. If a man is wise, he's wise for himself. But the ways of God are life. And if you choose to live God by God's ways, his word, it works. Because there's a future attached to every decision you make. What are your goals? How do you want your life to go? All you have to do, and God is for you, put yourself in the best position. If you don't have a job, pray for a job that you'll be happy with. A job or a business or a work situation that you're most suited for. And you don't have to do what other people are doing. Some people don't want to work in the daytime. They'd rather work at night. There are many good night jobs out there that's just suited for you. And if you don't like to be in one place all the time, you might want to consider a traveling job like a truck driver, a salesman. Think about what you like and pray for what you want. You may not be happy at a grocery store. You may not be happy at a factory somewhere. And you don't have to work at a factory somewhere. In other words, think about what you like and ask the Lord to help you reach the success in that particular field. And honor God in all that you do. And you know, you don't have to do what other people do. You may want your own business, but you do have to learn how to run a business. There's a future attached to your decisions. If you want a healthy marriage, you may want to reconsider spouting out angry words, because there's a future attached to angry words. There's a future attached to your fear. I want to explain something about fear while we're talking about it, because the Lord taught me something about fear. Fear is a spirit. And he explained it to me this way. It's a driver. Fear is a driver. And the way it works is, it entices you to fear something. And when you act on the fear and speak it, you create exactly what you fear. I'm going to say that again. That may not have been captured by the people. Fear is a driver. If you fear something, because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. That comes from the enemy. It's a driver. And the way it has no foundation, it's not true. But when you fear something, when you speak what you fear or act on what you fear, Satan is involved. But because of what you say and what you do, because of the fear, you create what you fear. So if let's say a wife that had a boyfriend that cheated, when she got married, she never got over it. And every time the husband comes in late, where you been? Her words are attacking him, attacking his character, suspicion. There's an end game to that. Something's going to follow those actions. And she's, by those very words, whatever she fears will come to pass. Same thing with men. If you're always afraid that you're not going to get the promotion, don't say it, don't speak it, and don't work as unto God. Pray for your promotion. God will promote you, not man. But don't fear that you're going to be stuck and overpassed by other people. And when it happens, at least don't let it be because you feared. You don't have to be less than who you are and try to please somebody else to get a promotion. If you're a worker as under God, I promise you, he will promote you, whether it be at that place or whether you have your own business. Because I went through the same thing. All I wanted to do was be a mechanic when I finished mechanic school at Bessemer Tech. And I looked young. They didn't give me the mechanic job. I had to do other work. I had to park cars or wash cars or something. I knew how to rebuild motors, transmissions, and everything. And I got tired of the rat race. But I turned the thing around by my attitude. I worked as unto God. The job that I had, I worked that job as unto God and not men, because I was looking at God and he promoted me. They didn't want me to be a mechanic at their dealership. And, you know, but the Lord, what happened, the Lord ended up blessing me beyond it. The business dropped until they fired me. And when I realized they didn't fire me for something I did, I was relieved. And I started my own business and made more money than I did at that dealership the very first week. See, promotion comes from the north. Men get jealous. Men have their own thoughts. Now, check this out. Don't get trapped by men. Men may not have your back. They may not have your best interest at heart. Forgive them, because that's how people are. You're just going to have to look to God. And if you can look to God, you can win. But you got to do it God's way. Work as unto God. If you study 1 Peter, everybody to hear my voice, study 1 Peter, the whole book. Because the first phase of prosperity is being a servant, being a blessing to others, though they don't want to be a blessing to you. Preacher, that sounds crazy. It sounds crazy because we're not used to that. I'm showing you how to rise above. God's going to promote you far beyond the people that's trying to hold you back. Forgive them. Have a good attitude, a sincere love for his people. I prospered the most as I learned to live by love. I knew that Jesus required us to love our enemies. So when people were enemy, I loved them anyway. I didn't go around backbiting and, you know, I was frustrated. I didn't like it, but I worked as under God in spite of it. And God did bless me. And every time I go back to the dealership to buy parts, I go back every season to buy parts. I didn't have to go often because I bought most of my parts at a parts store. And they'd always ask me, where you working now? I said, I'm still working for myself. And they were surprised. The years went by. I'm still working for myself. I thought you worked at another dealership. No, this last dealership I worked at, I'm still working for myself. And the people that thought you couldn't make it, they had to eat their words. People may not believe in you, but God does. And if you look into him, you'll learn to believe in yourself. Even your family might not believe in you. My Uncle Harry, I painted a car for him. And we were sitting on the front porch. I painted his wife's car. And he said, you good at what you do. He said, I like that. In fact, I want you to take mine and paint it. He said, I don't feel sorry for you. And when he said that, the yoke was broke because somebody believed in me. A human believed in me. You know, the words can help you. But when you don't have outside support system, you're going to have to look to God or you're going to fail because you look down on yourself. You are a creation of God. You don't need to look down on yourself. But because every decision you make can change the game. You don't have to drown in this world in the lake of fire. Your dreams don't have to perish. Your marriage don't have to end. But you're going to have to do it God's way. Well, I don't know God's way. Study 1 Peter. It will help you prosper on any job. It will help you prosper in every relationship. Now, what is 1 Peter? You're just going to have to read it. Don't read one chapter. Read the whole book. Because it should be one book. It should be one chapter. And they marked the men are the ones that separate the chapters. And they put the chapters in the worst places. In other words, but read the whole thing to get the spirit of the word. Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For who knoweth what is good for man in this life? All the days of his vain life, which he spends as a shadow, for who can tell him what will come after him under the sun?" Now, Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes. He wrote the Proverbs when he was in covenant with God. But he married all those women against God's will, and together with the queen of daughter of Pharaoh, they turned his heart, and he lived after the course of this world for a while. And then he came back to the Lord, and he wrote Ecclesiastes as from the perspective of a wise man that had been captured by the world system. That's why the first chapter says, "Vanity of vanity, all is vanity." Now, the kingdom of God is not vain and it's not vanity. He's talking about everyday life captured by the world system, captured by living under Satan's system. But he has the wisdom to see it for what it is. So he came back to the Lord and wrote about his backslidden condition. Anytime it talk about his vain life, that's worldly life. That's the life that Satan has. You look up and you see the bottom of Satan's foot finna crush you. Not literally, but that's what's happening. Because all of his schemes are against you. All of his schemes are against humanity. Even the people that he promotes. And he promotes people. So when Satan promotes people on businesses and jobs and you work under them, work is unto the Lord, not them. Work is unto the Lord. Do a good job because God's going to promote you. I promise you he'll promote you. He keeps his word. And it's going to look like Satan is winning for a long time, but keep doing it. Don't do it so because God's going to promote you. Do it because it's right. Live by sincerity. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. If you want to get-rich-quick scheme, you got to go gamble. You'll probably lose everything you got before you win what you want. But doing the word of God is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a life. And it's a life that has promise. It's a life that does work. Promotion is in it, and no man can hold you back. But you got to do it God's way. And I don't suggest that people gamble. I think it's stupid. I don't know how to teach it's a sin because I tried to find it, whether it's a sin or not. And I didn't find anything to satisfy that it's a sin. I just think it's stupid. So I'll just tell you, I can't advise it. But it is a get-rich-quick scheme. And for a few people, it works. But anytime you act on fear or worldly principles, Satan is involved with it. And most of the people, though they win a lot of money, they go back and lose it. don't stop getting played. Because God has more for us than what we realize. But obeying God's word is the key to have victory in the end time.